This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The campaigning for assembly polls in four states and one union territory have entered a high-voltage phase, with top leaders crisscrossing the state to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi said people of West Bengal want a change. He claimed Trinamool Congress, TMC syndicate, is afraid of the rising support for BJP in the state. The Prime Minister said massive crowd in Cooch Behar proves that TMC's time is up in West Bengal. He alleged that women are not safe under Mamata Banerjee government.
Syndicate Raj mein apni sampatti lootne ka bhay hai. Dusri aur sir par pakka ghar. और जमीन के मालिकाना हक का भरोसा है एक और संदेश खाली जैसी बहनों की चीखें और बेटियों पर होता निर्मम अत्याचार है दूसरी ओर नारी शक्ति को सुरक्षा सम्मान और सशक्तिकरण की मोदी की गारंटी है
Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is addressing rallies in different parts of West Bengal in support of party candidates. She held a public meeting in Bhavanipur Assembly constituency. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee held an election rally at Raina in Purva Bardhaman district. Congress and left and other political parties are intensifying their campaigns through small public meetings across the state. In Keralam, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Kunnathunad constituency in the Ernakulam district. Mr. Shah said the upcoming Keralam assembly polls are not merely for changing the government but to improve the state's future. He noted that NDA's vote share in the state increased since 2014 Lok Sabha polls and it's time for a government of the BJP-led front in the state. The Election Commission has said that seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and by-polls across multiple states. The seizures include cash, liquor, narcotics, precious metals and other freebies aimed at influencing voters. In a statement, the poll panel said, statewide data shows that West Bengal recorded the highest total seizures at 319 crore rupees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 170 crore, Assam with 97 crore, Kerala with 58 crore, and Puducherry with 7 crore rupees. The government is making all efforts to ensure the availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed that delivery authentication code-based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. The ministry said that yesterday more than 90,000 5kg FDL cylinders have been sold. The 5kg FDL cylinders are available at nearby LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs and without address proof. Major ports in the country recorded 915 million tons cargo in financial year 2025-26, surpassing the annual target with over 7% growth. In a statement, the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said, the achievement reaffirms the sector's strong recovery, enhanced efficiency and sustained growth trajectory. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 157 runs for Lucknow Super Giants in Hyderabad. In reply, Lucknow Super Giants were 67 for 1 in 8 overs when reports last came in. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.